Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning and welcome. It's Tuesday, Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. It is 6:08. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. A lot of things going on today. First of all, last day of school for the kids in Alachua County.
There you go.
Yeah. So
I
think that's it for most of the listening area. Sumter County, today's last day as well.
Yeah.
The rest of the little brats have already been out of school.
And are looking for something to do.
Find them something productive to do.
They'll be breaking
your windows and digging through your shed.
Yeah.
No, they're all good kids.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah. Me too.
What you said.
All right, so welcome to it. Hey, a troubling story about this supposed shooting that took place where people were supposed to be picking up food. This is in Gaza. And I had the story yesterday as it being fake.
Right.
Well, I saw CBS News this morning at around, it was like 3:30 or something. And they were still running the story that the IDF soldiers had fired upon these people.
Not surprised.
And then they had an eyewitness.
Uh-huh.
They couldn't find anything on video of the entire area, and it's all, like, surveilled.
Right.
Couldn't find anything on video. Uh-huh. They had a few witnesses, and one was a doctor. And I thought, wow, what a great, if you have an agenda, I'm a doctor, I have credibility.
Yes.
Yeah. So U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee demanded Monday that the New York Times, CNN, and the Associated Press, among others, retract false reporting that Israeli soldiers killed Palestinian civilians at an American aid site in Gaza. You know, that story came out. It was fake news. They ran with it anyway. And then, what was it? Like when that news came out? Wasn't that about the time that Egyptian nutbag started lighting people on fire?
Yeah, what is
saying
that?
Free Palestine? You see, in this twisted up mind of this guy, that might have been the final straw, so to speak. Although many people say, you know, this was a little bit more planned out than that. The timing might not work. But the point is, you know, is that really what we need? Lies and disinformation to get some of these nutty people more riled up? Come on. Huckabee linked the fake news published by these outlets directly to the anti-Semitic terror attack Sunday in Boulder. Hamas had claimed falsely that Israeli soldiers had killed dozens of Palestinian civilians near an aid site run by the Trump administration-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, GHF. Hamas, which regularly lies about casualty figures through its Gaza Health Ministry member, doctor, has a particularly strong incentive to discredit the GHF, which gives aid directly to Palestinians and without charging them. Until now, the United Nations has controlled aid deliveries in Gaza, which has, in turn, allowed Hamas to steal and siphon off the aid, selling it to Palestinian civilians for profit and cementing its political control. When Hamas made its sensational claim of mass murder on Sunday, mainstream media outlets in the West, which operate presumably without fear of censorship, simply repeated it without waiting for verification. They later updated their headlines to retreat from their mistake without admitting what they had done. But like I said, I saw the story on CBS this morning. CNN, for example, originally ran the headline, "At least 26 Palestinians killed after Israeli forces opened fire near Gaza Aid Distribution Center." Health workers say it was later changed to, "Dozens shot dead and injured near Gaza Aid Hub," health ministry and doctors say. The BBC reported 31 dead after Israeli tanks opened fire near Gaza Aid Center, Hamas health ministry says. That headline, too, was later changed to, "Israel denies firing at civilians after Hamas-run ministry says 31 killed in Gaza Center attacks." Some outlets persisted in publishing the false story, notably the Washington Post, which repeated claims by the Hamas-run health ministry despite the evidence and despite the ministry's history of deception. So Mike Huckabee, being the ambassador to Israel, not happy. Mm-hmm. He said, "Reckless and irresponsible reporting by major U.S. news outlets are contributing to the anti-Semitic climate that has resulted in the murder of two young people at the Israeli embassy event in Washington last month and the attempted murder and terror attack on a group of pro-Israel demonstrators in Colorado on Sunday. Without verification of any source other than Hamas and its collaborators, the New York Times, CNN, and Associated Press reported that a number of people seeking to receive humanitarian food boxes from the Gaza Humanitarian Fund were shot or killed by the Israeli Defense Forces. These reports were false. Drone video and firsthand accounts clearly showed there were no injuries, no fatalities, no shooting, no chaos. It is Hamas that continues to terrorize and intimidate those who seek food aid." Now, listen, CNN and these other networks and stuff and the Washington Post, they were born yesterday. They know the score. They have an agenda. They root for an agenda, but they know the score. They knew, they had to know. Information coming from Hamas has always been, you should always be skeptical of it, because they've been found to be lying in, oh, I don't know, 90, well, they lie in every one of the cases. Sometimes it's just an exaggeration of numbers, but sometimes they literally make it up. This is one of those times. But for our networks to repeat these stories unverified, when there's video evidence, surveillance evidence, that completely undermines, you know, the lies that they're trying to, that Hamas is trying to push. It just, wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like they are part of creating the chaos. Right? I mean, isn't it interesting? Under the Biden administration, they wanted to get this office of, you know, disinformation whatever.
Right.
Remember that?
Uh-huh.
They wanted to censor disinformation. Well, they did. They did censor it. And now you've got the media where it truly is disinformation, and they spew it out there anyway. Man, they all have blood on their hands.
Yep.
That's pretty clear. Olympic boxer. Is it a dude or a woman? We'll find out coming up next. On News Talk 97.3, The Sky, Greg Cassidy is here. Hang in there. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling.
Thank you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Yowza! Come on, man! We gotta pump it up. It is Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. It's 6:21 right now. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Greta Thunberg is in the news. What sacrifices is she making for climate change? I shall fill you in momentarily, but first... Dude looks like a lady, but dude definitely hits like a dude. Yeah. Really? I'm a girl. Let's box. No, really. Believe me, I'm a girl. newly leaked test results prove that Olympic boxer Imani Califf. Remember her? You, him?
Him?
Her?
Him? Them? They?
Does, Imani does have male chromosomes. Now, I told you and everybody this a couple of years ago. This is the person who won a gold medal, okay? Never should have been in the Olympics. I told you this because in a doctor... in India, had done all the tests and said that she's got the male XY chromosomes. It was a test in 2023, and it was carried out by an accredited Indian doctor. Newly obtained test results leaked by Three Wire Sports Show. You don't have to leak anything. I don't know where that, what, again, why it's news again. The test was conducted before the tournament by Dr. LiPath Labs, a New Delhi lab with accreditation from the American College of Pathologists and certification from International Organization for Standardization. But despite those bona fides, the IOC dismissed the test as not legitimate and ad hoc, according to the Telegraph, and allowed Khalif to compete in the women's division in the 2024 Paris Olympics. Leaders of the Olympics committee went a step further and even suggested that the test could be misinformation planted by Russia. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Do they pay attention to what goes on over here?
Always blame the Russians. Just always blame the Russians.
That's misinformation planted by Russia. Yeah. And we also found it on Hunter's laptop. My gosh. So World Boxing apparently is based in Russia. All right. So they're somehow saying, oh, they faked it. Okay. This is a fake test. Mm-hmm. Well, Khalif went on to win gold in Paris and left the sport mired in controversy while competitors expressed fear about facing her in the ring. Remember that?
Yep.
Italy's Angela Carini said she feared for her life during an Olympic bout against Khalif that lasted just 46 seconds. Remember,
that was
you
a
made
beating.
It all the way
oh, yeah.
to a gold medal round.
Wow.
And you get beat in 46 seconds?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's a dude.
Yep.
Yeah.
The year before Khalif's chromosomal test, Mexico's Brianna Tamara Cruz, and I shared this story back then, also had a similar experience. I didn't think I'd ever felt like that in my 13 years as a boxer.
Wow.
Nor in my sparring with men, she said of the fight. Hmm. She'd never been hit that hard in 13 years. She'd been boxing.
That's amazing.
That's saying something.
I mean, there was no hiding that this was a dude. I mean, just look. Hello. Come on.
The leak of Khalif's 2023 test comes just days after controversy was renewed when World Boxing mandated that athletes 18 and older must undergo genetic testing, which consists of a cheek swab, if they want to compete in any women's events. Khalif has never provided any evidence beyond her word to prove she's a woman, but has vowed to compete in the upcoming games. Why did they allow her to fight? Ugh. She was barred from a previous event because of the results of the chromosome test.
It's a he. Come on.
She was barred in 2023, but yet in 2024, the IOC allowed him, her to box.
I can't believe they still keep using the word she in these stories, because once it's obvious that they're not,
mm-hmm.
let's just quit trying to be politically correct.
Yeah, when the chromosome analysis revealed the male karyotype, I guess is what it's called, referring to the male chromosomes, mm-hmm. it left Khalif barred from the 2023 Women's World Boxing Championship in India.
Okay.
All right, so my question is, instead of the IOC ruling one way or another, why didn't they conduct their own independent tests?
Mm-hmm.
Tests that they feel like they can trust and be done with the issue.
Right.
It's not
that difficult.
No, I just don't think they maybe had that kind of rule in place where they actually did genetics and did the swab, which apparently is what they need to do these days.
Uh-huh.
And again, it's sad and it's sick. And this is a man boxing in the women's division.
Right.
And who could not see how wrong that is? What kind of agenda are you pushing and promoting? Do you think that this gets people kind of on your side? Like, well, let's have some compassion for people who are a little confused about their gender, maybe their sexuality. Let's cut them some slack.
Well, we can have compassion and then get them some psychological help, but you don't let them beat up women.
Exactly. That's the point. It's not out of being malicious or nasty.
But they want to play the victim thing of,
yes.
oh, you're the one being cruel.
Well, that's part of the, that's one of the playing cards of the left is, you know, the victim card. Yeah. It is 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. And don't forget, the Bob Rose Show podcast is available wherever you normally download your podcast. And you click on subscribe, and you'll never miss a minute of the Bob Rose Show. Don't forget, this morning, spotlight on our first responders. We call it Valor. That's at 8:35, right here on 97.3 The Sky.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Good morning and welcome. 6:38 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
What's going on, man?
Oh, it's Trash Talking Tuesday.
Another day in paradise?
Absolutely.
Everything good?
Sure.
Actually, Greg had a terrible day yesterday.
That's why today has to be good.
Yeah. So we'll dig in later on in the show and find out why he wanted to put a cat. I'm going to leave it alone.
Okay.
I'll let you get in trouble with it because they were your bad thoughts, Greg, not mine, for once.
Well, yeah.
For once. Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, so sad.
What?
Little Greta Thunberg, she's all teary-eyed.
How can you tell?
She's the little climate change girl.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, she got the youngest ever person of the year, Time Magazine.
I know. What a joke. Shows you it means nothing.
This girl knows no limits when it comes to sacrifice. Greg, do you know what she's doing now?
What now?
Unlike John Kerry,
mm-hmm.
she's not flying around in a jet,
right.
putting out all those hydrocarbons and all that stuff all mm-hmm. into the mm-hmm. air.
What's she doing?
She's sailing.
Sailing away, as Christopher Cross would say?
No, she's sailing toward Gaza.
Oh, good.
Got to help the Palestinians.
Okay.
Yeah. She was all teary-eyed. Our Swedish little climate doomer, Greta Thunberg, joined 11 anti-Israel activists Sunday afternoon to set sail for Gaza on a mission to stop live-stream genocide.
So she's going to stop that, huh?
Well, first you have to show us what you mean. I didn't see any live stream genocide in disputed territory. You're talking about the fake news? It wasn't live streamed. In fact, they looked at all the video evidence and there was none.
There was a lot of video when the Israelis were attacked, you know, a couple of years ago.
Oh.
Now, there was that. Maybe she missed that part.
Oh, are you talking about, you know, when they took hostages, the October 7th assault, which killed about 1,200 people.
Yeah, that was on video. Maybe she. Okay. Maybe she's. Maybe she missed.
Talking about that? No, no,
no.
She's going to help the Palestinians.
Okay.
AP reports the cruising yacht Madeleine, operated by activist group Freedom Flotilla Coalition, began its voyage from the Sicilian port of Catania.
Okay.
In southern Italy. Now, see, gosh, she is really sacrificing. Can you imagine, you know,
hanging out in Catania?
Being in the Mediterranean and
the struggle is
and
real.
Being on a yacht is like, wow, the sacrifices these young people make.
I'm telling you.
It's unbelievable. But she's got the intent of defeating Israel's illegal and genocidal blockade.
Okay.
It is claimed to be supplying urgently needed supplies for the people of Gaza, including baby formula, flour, rice, diapers, women's sanitary products, water desalinization kits, medical supplies, crutches, and children's prosthetics. Next stop is planned to be the Gaza Strip. In an effort to deliver aid and raise international awareness, the activist said at a press conference ahead of the departure. Delicate little Greta was reportedly... She had burst into tears during her speech outlining what lies ahead. We are doing this because no matter what odds we are against, we have to keep trying. Because the moment we stop trying is when we lose our humanity.
Now, I had seen video of some people in Gaza who were happy to be getting some supplies, who were thankful to America for helping out.
Mm-hmm.
And they seemed very thrilled to be getting things that Greta seems to think they're not getting.
And also, she said, when we stop trying is when we lose our humanity. Do you ever think she tried to stop Hamas from sending rockets into people's backyards in Israel?
No, she should have stood up and blocked them personally.
Well,
yeah.
And no matter how dangerous, she said, this mission is, it's not even near as dangerous as the silence of the entire world in the face of the live-streamed genocide, of which... I have not seen.
Okay.
And of Israel, which was founded in the aftermath of Germany's Holocaust. Wouldn't be a bad thing to remind people of why Israel exists as a state.
Yeah.
It was because of a Holocaust that killed millions of Jews.
Right.
Yeah. Yet they always use Hitler, Nazis, and the Holocaust to somehow try to compare it and conflate it to things that conservatives do.
So they're kind of forgetting that the Jews were scattered around the world and basically lost their country.
Correct.
For a long time.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Just making sure we're on track here.
Thunberg
has
elsewhere made public her scathing anti-Israel rhetoric, undoubtedly to the delight of, you know, people in Tehran. And I mean, I'm talking about the government folks, the clerics.
Yes, right.
Tehran, Doha, and Hamas leaders in hiding. This trip, meanwhile, has drawn attention from interested observers as far away as the U.S. and Senator Lindsey Graham commented on X at a pro-Palestinian in Stockholm, November 2023. She called to crush Zionism. When weirdos use that word Zionism, that's exactly it. Tips you off that they're weirdos, and they don't want to say Jews. So they say Zionism or Zionist.
Different. Yeah,
somehow I don't know. It has some special meaning, I guess, to them. So, little climate activist is now sacrificing by you know, staying on a yacht for like 7 days for voyage to the Gaza.
Well, I guess she realized since she can't sail that lot to, or that yacht to a, you know, Orlando because we're not underwater, that she had to move on to a new topic.
Yeah, I'm not sure she realizes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
But she's still getting attention, and I'm sure that's
what
makes
she
her happy. Yeah.
Yes.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. You talk about a weasel. You talk about a bozo. You talk about an idiot. Andrew McCabe.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. More information on why you should not like his guts. I don't want to say hate.
Not yet. Not
hate's
yet.
So powerful.
It is.
Strong word.
Yeah, dislike strongly.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. And you are listening to 97.3 The Sky. Trash Talking Tuesday continues, brought to you by Florence Recycling. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. And Andrew McCabe, no love lost for this clown. Mm. This guy is a guy that will put an agenda before his job, in fact, use his job for an agenda. He has no credibility. He's a liar.
Yep.
But yet CNN, well, they do that with a lot of people. They put them on the air like some kind of expert. Yeah, if you're doing a piece on government officials who lie, then he would be an expert. Other than that, he needs to shut his pie hole. No, I'm serious. This guy, he's a bad combination of brainwashed, agenda-filled, and stupid. Here's what he did. So he's on CNN, which, by the way, CNN jumped the gun and reported that, well, people were being shot at by IDF getting food in Gaza, which that story turned out to be fake news. But he never called them out, CNN or anybody else, for jumping the gun, so to speak, on that. But he's very critical that the FBI announced shortly after the terror attack in Boulder that it was a terror attack.
Well, it's pretty obvious when somebody has an agenda and you can hear what they're saying and who they're targeting. It's pretty much obvious what's terror intended.
Yeah, you've overstayed your visa. You're Egyptian. You're Mohammed Sabri Soliman. You're 45. And you're yelling, "Free Palestine," while throwing out Molotov cocktails and trying to light people, literally lighting people on fire with a makeshift flamethrower.
And
but
you planned it over a year ago.
But don't jump to conclusions, Greg.
Okay.
That's what he said. Yeah.
What a moron.
Yeah. He's said that declaring terrorism by FBI Director Kash Patel was hard to imagine. Hard to imagine?
These are the same people that called parents concerned at school board meetings terrorists.
Oh, that's the...
You're a terrorist for being a concerned parent, but a guy with a flamethrower, let's not jump to conclusions.
McCabe says this. They, I guess the FBI, they don't have a clear idea of what they're willing to communicate to the rest of the world yet of even exactly what happened, who was there, how they were attacked with fire, and what the purpose or motive of the attack might have been.
Let's see.
So he was very, very clear to say that they're not drawing any conclusions about terrorism or anything else at this point. They're trying to figure out who they have in custody and what the person might have done who was trying to hurt with the action. This guy,
Do
you be elevated to that point to where he was in the Department of Justice and be such an idiot? Look, he's not that stupid. Let's be honest.
No.
This is an agenda. Why do they want to downplay that? It goes back to what I said the other day that, don't you remember? During his days in the DOJ, they said the number one concern was for Americans was domestic terrorism brought on by white supremacists and militias. Uh-huh. That's what they said.
Yep.
So every time there is no story or no news, which is almost every day about militias or white supremacists, but every day there is a story about an act of terrorism. Okay. They don't like that because it doesn't fit with what they tried to say, you know, is true.
Their agenda was wrong.
Yeah, but
they don't like that.
But that doesn't, that doesn't stop them.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. Can you imagine that?
Not knowing the intent. The intent was to kill people. It's a flamethrower, dude.
It goes to show you, first of all, there's an ideology and an agenda attached to these guys like McCabe. He's not the only one, of course, that lefty agenda. Look, you had, you know, these guys high up running the CIA, James Clapper and John Brennan. These guys are lying sacks of garbage. You know, they signed off on, and others signed off on the letter saying, oh, Hunter's laptop was Russian disinformation. Mm-hmm. They knew it was a lie when they said that, but they signed off on it anyway. And these people still get on TV as quote-unquote experts. To me, it's ridiculous. Oh, yeah. And the people are beginning to catch on, and maybe that's part of the reason why CNN and MSNBC's ratings have completely tanked, especially over the last year. But this guy, McCabe, he is, again, going back to, he's not stupid. He has to know the score. He has to know better than that.
But he sounds, when you read that list of all the things he said, he really sounds stupid. If you didn't know better, that was an agenda.
Look, even an intelligent person, when they are trying to defend the indefensible, it's difficult. Look, like you want to join the debate team, hey, you got to defend whatever the card that the teacher gives you. Mm-hmm. You defend that idea to the best of your ability, and that's what he's trying to do. It just so happens that the cards are stacked against him 51-1.
That's true.
In terms of facts and what's real. And so, again, it goes back to the folks on the left, politically motivated people on the left, think that most Americans are stupid. That is mm-hmm. the clear message that overrides all this other stuff. They really believe, because they have gotten away with their lies and ideology for so long, they just assume that the American people are stupid. And so they think that they can get away with every single lie, even when this is another one that is so obvious. Now, his name alone, Mohaba Sabri Solomon, does that make him a bad guy? Absolutely not. There's plenty of folks that come from the Middle East that are really good people. That's absolutely true. So it's not just the name. He comes from Egypt. Okay. Well, I mean, so did the leader of the 19 that took down the World Trade Center, Mohammed Atta. Remember him? He was from Egypt. But is everybody from Egypt bad? No. My doctor when I was a kid was Egyptian. He was a great guy. He was a good doctor. I don't know if he was a great guy. He was a little rough around the edges, especially with a little kid. I go, I think I broke my arm. He twisted all around. I start screaming and screeching and crying. He goes, oh, maybe you did.
Wow.
Could we do an x-ray before you go twisting and turning it? I'm just saying. But, you know, when you put all the pieces together and you're trying to burn people and yelling Free Palestine, is it really a stretch to say it's probably an act of terrorism? 97.3 The Sky.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro.
we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.